Local, state, and federal officials met in Neillsville Monday morning to discuss the potential outbreak. The virus is especially contagious among swine, but can also be spread to other livestock. Other livestock die so quickly from it, they don't often pass it on. It's not known to affect humans. Donna Gilson is a spokesperson for the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture. She says Wisconsin's last recorded case of pseudorabies was in 1998. While the virus can be deadly for livestock, it can have a big impact on the economy as well.
If Wisconsin were to lose its pseudorabies-free status, which we've had since 2000, then before producers could ship their swine to other states, they would need to have them tested, and obviously that imposes a cost on them.
Officials are still waiting for test results from the National Veterinary Services Laboratory in Ames, Iowa. Gilson says the USDA has different levels to measure the prevalence of pseudorabies.
They're called stage 1 through stage 5, and we're stage 5, meaning we're free. The USDA could drop us down to a stage 4, which would lead to other states just requiring that we have our animals tested before we could send them to other states. It's really unlikely that any other state would ban our animals.
The farm in question has been quarantined, so no animals move on or off the property. If the positive tests are confirmed, the pigs there will be slaughtered. The virus was detected after a standard slaughter blood test. Reporting in Neillsville, this is Paul Knopf on the Wisconsin Radio Network.